Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. We started a brand new series this last week called Adulting, and we're really talking about eternal life hacks. And we're talking about how to apply wisdom to our lives as we look at Proverbs. The big idea was that wisdom is doing life God's way. We talked about the general nature of Proverbs, that Proverbs are more premises than they are promises. The scriptures are different kinds of literature, and Proverbs are that way. For example, we talked about Proverbs 11:25, whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. Now, so it's generally true that the more generous you are, the more you'll prosper. However, that's not formulaic. It doesn't mean that every moment will be a prosperous moment just because you're a generous person. There'll still be difficult moments. We said, just see Job in his life. But Proverbs are generally true statements that help us, that give us guidance and wisdom in life. There are three different people that are addressed in Proverbs: the wise, the foolish, and the simple. And all of those three kind of represent all of us to varying degrees and probably even different parts of our lives. And so we really focused on the fact that wisdom requires trust. We see this in Jesus's life whenever he encounters the centurion, the Roman soldier, and his display of trust whenever he said, Lord, you don't even have to come to my home to heal my servant because I understand your authority. And that amazed Jesus, that level of faith. And so what we said is that God wants completion from us. He wants us not to be perfect. It's completion, not perfection, that God is looking for. He's looking for as much as we can, complete trust. And so we said that whenever we started LifePoint, we looked at five different things that seemed to be consistent for us in our lives, that whenever we really grew in our faith or other people we talked to grew in their faith, that there were five things. We call them our core values. Our gospel identity, that idea that we're rooted in the fact that we are who God says we are and not who others say or even who we say that we are. There's a reaching priority, that we have this emphasis on seeing other people pass from death to life, whether that's here locally or around the world. There's spiritual intimacy. This is where we realize that God wants us to really think and know, not just to receive spiritual information. This is where we start to apply things like giving generously no matter what the economists say. And then the last one is personal ministry. This is when you stop being just a consumer and you become a contributor. And we say a lot around here that serving is how you grow. I want to come back to the A for a minute. That's authentic community. Most of us, whenever we talk about we grew in our faith, we would say, well, God brought this person into my life. And so it's just a reminder to us that we are better together, that we need one another in this spiritual journey. So this week we're launching our summer term of life groups, and that's kind of how we do biblical community. And there are tons of excuses for you and me to not live in community. What about my kids? What about you don't know how busy I am, or I don't know anybody, or I tried that once, it didn't work out, or I think there are a number of excuses, but the reality is we need one another. So I can't encourage you enough. Summer is a great time to get in groups. We're always multiplying some new groups. You have the opportunity to try as many as you want. Life groups at LifePoint are just smaller groups of people who get together for the purpose of connecting relationally and taking the next step in their spiritual journey. In Matthew chapter 8, it says that the centurion's faith amazed Jesus. And, there were four people who got together, and scriptures say similar things, but he's the only person who had the kind of faith, and he wasn't even Jewish. That's what, was pretty amazing about it. Jesus said, I haven't seen this kind of faith in Israel. So what kind of faith is that? And we just talked about it's the kind of faith that believes before we see. And I'm praying for that in this series. I'm praying that we'll have a faith, a trust that increases, that goes to God, that is just more than our willpower. Even I said this on Sunday, looking forward at this new building that we're trying to build. People are like, hey, you're crazy to try and do that. But we're faithing this thing. We're faithing this thing together because Jesus alone is wise. So I don't know what it is that you're facing today, but I'm going to pray for you right now. And after that, I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray as well. God, we need your wisdom today, the kind of wisdom that comes from above, not human wisdom, not the kind that we can apply to our abilities or to our strength. But God, we pray for wisdom that comes down from you, that we can apply, Lord, to our hearts, and that we can love you well and faithfully on the prosperous days and on the days that don't feel so prosperous. That God, you'll give us the ability to see things eternally, to simplify, God, our spiritual lives, to living in your presence and to pursuing you. Lord, for folks today who are facing critical decisions, I pray that you'll help them to see things the way that you see things. For folks today, God, who maybe are facing great pain and difficulty, I pray that, God, they would rely on you even more. Let me give you just a minute now to pray. Well, once again, thanks for joining us for the DriveCast. I hope you enjoyed the first Sunday of the Adulting series, and you'll take the opportunity to come back next week and invite a friend and bring them with you. God bless you. Have a great day.